Welcome back to another episode of Friends Unfiltered. Please pardon this dress code. None of this is ever planned. It's always so spontaneous. Am I right?
Right.
Okay, so I have with me one, you know, I think you should just do it for yourself. Let me know how you're up this early morning.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is my first time on here. So my name is Jennifer Wabom. I'm a final year biochemistry student, an actor, a producer, a scriptwriter, and, you know, a woman of God.
So, this resume is heavy.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you here. So this topic that we're talking on today is quite triggering for many. Mm-hmm. And if we're being real, it's about to get real. Yeah. But I didn't plan as much as I wanted to for this episode because it's quite deep, you know, especially in this stage of our lives. Like you mentioned, we're final year students. And I would just prefer to have, you know, multiple opinions. So, like, in fact, hopefully we don't even agree on a lot of things. Honestly, I want to be here and debating because, in case you haven't guessed the topic yet, we're talking on friendship jealousy. Dum, dum, dum. Dum, 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 dum. So for a start, I think when I texted you about friendship jealousy, you said, is it this or that?
Yeah.
So can you tell us what the this or that were?
So the question I asked was, friendship jealousy, is it you're jealous of a friend or jealous over a friend? Like, you know, you can have a friend that you're really protective of, you don't want other people to befriend that person, you're just like really protective of them. Like, oh, why are you hanging out with people more than you are with me? Or you're jealous of that person when, in the sense that they achieve some things, you don't do it intentionally, but you just can't help but be jealous. And then it kind of, you know, affects the friendship.
Okay, so do you believe you can actually be like the second one when you're not happy for someone or you're envious of what they've achieved? Can you really call that friendship?
No, I can't.
Mm-mm. So why did it come to your mind as something that was friendship
because
jealousy?
Because something that I've experienced a lot of times when anytime I kind of achieve something, my friends are not as, some of my friends, not all of them, I have amazing friends, but like some of my friends are not as, you know,
happy as they should be.
You should be happy for me. And then they tend to water down or talk down your achievements and they're like, it's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then for that period of time, they'll just be really off. And then it feels like you're walking on eggshells around them. Like you can't even talk about, oh, guys, I did this, I did that, because they can't celebrate with you. And then most times when they talk down on that particular thing you did, give them a few weeks, they are doing that exact same thing.
Like,
So why did you talk down on something I did when you know you wanted that same thing for yourself?
And sometimes it's funny because, for instance, if let's say you want to do something, but before you get to that, you need your friends to, let's say, support you, repost, do that and do this. And then it comes through. And then it's like, you reposted this. And now I've gotten, you're not happy.
You're so not happy.
Why are you reposting it? Like, she'll never get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just help Asha so they'll not catch us in our act. You understand? Stuff like that. And it's so scary, honestly.
Very scary.
To be walking around people, bringing them so closely. And this is actually how
they feel
about you. But now let me ask, are there ways that you can spot this on? Like maybe, I won't say red flag, but just things that you say, oh, she's one of them. Oh, no, we can't do this with this person.
Think for me, I'm a type of person, I'm really blindsided when it comes to friendships. I do not notice on time. But one thing I noticed is the moment I don't feel myself around you, the moment I tend to, oh, I wanted to say this, but I have to think about, give it a second thought, that's already, it's wrong. Because there was something a friend of mine told me yesterday. She was like, the way I am with my friends is different from the way I am with other people. That I'm a literal child with my friends. So the moment I start to, you know, guard myself around you and, oh, I wanted to, you know, scream or shout and say something, and then I don't do that, I start, you know, paying attention to the friendship. And then this happened a few weeks back. I was texting a friend and then she kept on giving me one word replies, like straight replies. That was when I changed my phone. And then I was like, since I changed my phone, like, I didn't mean to notice it, But like, that was, I didn't even, because when I changed my phone, I didn't, you know, make it elaborate. I didn't tell anybody that, oh, I changed my phone, because it's not that much
exactly.
So she just texted me on Snapchat and was like, oh, bro, did you change your phone? And I said, yes, I did. She was like, oh, okay, me too, Sefa. I'll soon change my phone. I said, okay, no problem.
I know that
too. Then I will send her, you know, normal sending of TikTok, sending of Instagram reels. She doesn't reply. Then I asked her for something on Instagram. Took her 2 days or 3 days to reply my message. And then that was when I actually started noticing, because this is a very long time friendship. It has been on for a very long time. So I started paying attention and then started recollecting on past events. And this is somebody that has never celebrated my wins, never congratulated me. Oh, you were on this production. You did this, you did that. Congratulations. This is somebody that has never asked me, oh, I see that you have a show in Lagos. How come? Like, do you get? So I started giving it deep thought and I was like, oh, so this is an actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and 3 days later, you came to me with this topic and I was like, wow, crazy.
I don't know. I just always seem to pick the right people for topics most times, you know. Okay, so moving on. Okay, let me just quickly give like a dictionary type definition what's friendship jealousy. So friendship jealousy involves feeling of envy or resentment towards a friend, often triggered by comparison or perceived competition. This
perceived competition.
I want us to, you know, just quickly just swim around it for a bit. So perceived competition, what I understand by that is, okay, we're friends. Like you mentioned earlier, you want to guard, gatekeep this friend of yours because everybody wants their person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Like, it's the reason people go to relationship.
Yeah. And
one thing I want people to understand is friendship is a relationship. Do you understand? Like, let us stay the way we are, acquaintance. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, that thing should... I say this so often on my podcast, and it's so funny because we've done this Making Friends episode.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched it, by the way, you need to go and check it out. It's on YouTube and everything. And it's like there's a connection because once you make the friends, then you will experience this type of thing.
Yeah.
You understand? And it's so crazy because over me too, I found myself like this perceived competition. Like it has, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of it. That's what I'm saying. There was this time where I've known this person for a while and I introduced her to someone else.
Okay.
And next thing, they're hanging out more than they do with me. They're having inside jokes. And I'm like...
Oh my God, the inside jokes.
I'm like, huh? And then they look at each other, they're laughing. I'm like, shut up. Why is it so funny? And why don't I get this joke? Do you understand?
And
initially, I didn't think it was a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, of course, I'm angry now. This is my person. What do you mean she's a person? But it's actually a thing. It's very common.
Yeah.
And when I was reading about this topic, it's triggered by things like insecurity.
Yeah.
And
fear of being left alone.
Exactly. Because you've opened your heart to this person who, like some people that you bring really close to you.
Yeah.
And then you're going closer to this person. So what do people talk about?
But then one thing I've come to realize about, you know, this whole friendship thing is people can be different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, I know a lot of people and I tend to have a lot of friends. But if you see me with this person, you think, oh, she's very, very, very close to this
person.
Right
or die.
Yeah. But then if you see me relate with another of my friends, you know that I have people for different specific areas of my life. Mm-hmm. There are friends that, oh, I can talk to about, you know, financial troubles, people I can talk to about career troubles, academic troubles, spiritual growth, emotional troubles. And then there are some people that I can talk to about all of these things. But like, I connect to people on a different level. So I didn't notice that I was hurting my friends by doing that. Like when I'm telling, oh, I'm going to meet this person. I'm going to see this person. Oh, Jennifer, where are you? Maybe I come back to you. Remember you? Oh, I was with this person.
Mm.
And then they just, oh, okay. Like maybe we're outside. All of us are now outside together. And then I say something that they can relate to and the other person can relate to it. I didn't notice I was hurting my friends until they started doing it to me too. Like they had other people that I could not relate to what they thought. And then I sat back and I was like, oh, I was actually doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's also in as much as, oh, people play different parts in people's life. You know, you can be different things to different people. We should also try to balance the equation.
Mm-hmm.
We should also try to be good friends. Like, don't throw it in their face that, oh, I can't come to you, this type of stuff. Because it really hurts me a lot, especially, it really hurts me a lot when maybe a friend of mine, like right in my front, and then she's like, oh, you saw that person, like, I'm right here, why didn't you ask me, mm-hmm. that type of stuff. So, it's just very tricky, honestly speaking.
Yeah, it's not straightforward.
And then, it really hurts. Mm-hmm. It really, really hurts.
Okay, so I have types of friendship jealousy, and it's basically just talking about how the different ways that it can manifest.
Okay.
So I think we've spoken on envy of achievements.
All right.
Social status.
Hmm.
And other friendships.
Yeah.
So these are like the three main factors that friendship jealousy manifests. So if you're thinking now and you're watching this and you're listening to this and you're saying, I don't think I'm a victim to this, just picture these three things I just mentioned. Like,
yeah.
One of them is something that would trigger you to have some sort of resentment or jealousy. Exactly. And I mentioned the triggers to these things. And let me just touch on a few more of them. So, we've touched on them already. Comparison, perceived competition, and insecurities. So, how do you think insecurities can fit into friendship jealousy?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll give a story.
That's what we're here for. Please.
In secondary school, I met her in primary school, actually. So, I have this friend. I think she's one of my longest friends ever. We are born the same day, same hospital, same time, same everything. We have birthmarks on the same place in our body. So we are literally the same people. Like, that's what we say. We're the same person. So we are best friends till now. We still talk, we talk every day. She's no longer in the country, but like we talk very often. So in secondary school, we tend to like the same thing. We like the same boys. We like the same. If I like this, likes this. So we like the same thing. If I like this boy, she likes this boy. So, and the boy likes two of us. It's not that he will not like one person. He will not like the two of us. So there was always this competition, and it took a lot. I don't know about her. We never spoke about it that much. But it took a lot for me because I was not emotionally mature at that time. It took a lot for me not to be, you know, jealous of her or not to feel less of myself. Because we always met, like, we won this thing and then we always meet there. So it had to be one person stepping down for the other. And I was always that person stepping down for her. And it didn't even affect me that much. There was this time we were voting for cheerleading captain. Yeah. We were voting for cheerleading captain. And then the two options, me or her. And then everybody just said, oh, her. Only a few people said me. But like we all spoke and I was like, oh, let her just go. And then luckily for me, my cheerleading coach was like, oh, me too. So that was how we became co-captains. Mm-hmm. So we've always had to, you know, and she almost came to Babcock. So I always used to tell my CW, because I'm in a theater group, CWC. I always used to tell CWC guys that she's studying theater arts right now. I always used to tell them that if she was in this school, I would never have been president of CWC. It would probably have been her. I would have been vice president. But like, that whole friendship, anytime I think of that friendship, it just taught me how to understand that people will be better than you. I had to learn a lot from that friendship because it made a lot of times it made me feel insecure. That, oh, is there something I'm not doing? Is there something that she's better than? We have the same body. We are the same. But what makes her better? Mm. I just had to think, like, I felt insecure a lot of times, but I didn't let it, you know, destroy the friendships. The friendship, there were times we fought, times we did not agree on a lot of stuff, but we'll still come and still talk about it. And also, this whole friendship jealousy thing.
Wait, before you move on, let me still on this story you just shared. Two things I want to ask. One, you say you guys are still best friends.
Yeah.
Is the friendship really serving you?
Yeah, a lot. And I actually feel like she even gives more than I give because she's all the way there. And, you know, most times when we talk during my day,
mm-hmm.
so she's at night, she's in Canada. So she actually moves mountains to actually still communicate.
Mm-hmm.
She's very intentional about the friendship. it's a win friendship for me.
Because when you mentioned, the reason I asked, and if she's going to listen to this, no shit.
She's going to listen.
When you said if she was here in Babcock University, you would not be president. And I'm just thinking, is it a thing of, let's say, self-doubts? I think we had this topic, imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And why would you think that if she was here, that would change?
It's just a fact.
You really think that's a fact?
Yes. Like, it's just a fact. It's a fact.
Okay, let's even say she's a better actor.
Not even actor. She's just...
a better leader.
I don't know. A better person.
I don't know. That doesn't sit well with me. But let's move on. Let's move on. I like that. Okay. First hiccup. Just let me know what you guys think because... Okay. So, I think the next thing I'm going to be talking about is the signs and symptoms. What do you notice in yourself when you start to resent a friend or when, I mean, you can't speak from the other side. So for you, when you're resenting someone, what are the things that you notice change or happen?
I get really quiet and I avoid a lot.
So withdrawal.
Yes, withdrawal. And then, what else? Just those two things that I've noticed. Mm. Oh, and sometimes, in some cases, I tend to over-celebrate. So it will look like I'm sad about it.
Okay. Or,
yeah, I'm not happy for you.
Okay, that makes sense. But like, the other signs and symptoms for people, because it's different for everyone. So people become more aggressive. Like the things that you normally take, because what is close, do you understand? The littlest things will start to trigger you and you get agitated so easily. And for some people, you just start thinking negative things. Like, do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh my gosh, how did we get here? Mm-hmm. Kind of thoughts. So friendship jealousy and imposter syndrome, they seem to have this connection.
Yes.
Especially because, like, this episode, this imposter syndrome episode, we just recorded it recently. And it's like, is this the same topic? Because so many things just align in different ways.
Yeah.
Because for the imposter syndrome, it would be things just pertaining to you as an individual. But now there's someone else involved and now it's now friendship jealousy. So it's manifesting in a different way. Because someone else is involved. And you mentioned that you tend to over-celebrate.
Yes.
So is it like a coping mechanism?
Yeah, I think it is a coping mechanism. You know, when I notice myself feel bad about it, I'm like, Jennifer, why are you feeling bad about this? So I tend to, you know, express it louder to tell myself that, you don't feel this way. Yeah.
Okay. Other coping strategies include reflection, like not to just avoid or to hide it, but things that actually help to maybe get over it, maybe like strategies, open communication, like you sit down with this friend and tell them, I feel this way. It's a very hard thing to do.
Very
hard thing to do to sit with a friend that you, and this is like, what? Like, why does this bother you? You know, to them is nothing. But to you, it's actually a thing. So you have to reflect, you have to communicate, and these things will build your self-confidence. So when it happens next time, in fact, it will happen so much less when you have this type of hard
conversation.
Exactly. And,
I think that's actually a problem. We avoid difficult conversations a lot. For one, I hate them. I hate them so much. I would rather us just, you know, no, guys, it's fine. No, now we did all right. Then, you know, have that conversation because it's actually really tough because a lot of people don't know how to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this thing, you might not have the, you know, mindset that I have that we are just talking about it. And a lot of people don't forget words. So it's really hard to talk to people. Yeah, you just have to know people that you can talk to and people that you cannot. There are some people talking to won't work. You have to maybe put them in prayers or something. But like, is really difficult for me personally talking. Not I can receive, but like talking to people.
Instigating the conversation.
Yes, it's just really difficult for me. It's really, really difficult.
So there was this semester where I had my friends in my room. Like I picked my roommates and all. And I've known this person for a while. Like we've been friends for at least, let's say, a year and a half. But it just happened to be that as roommates, we're not compatible. And there was a lot of clash of egos and just a lot of things that And I'm like, I've known this person for so long. Why is living with him such a big deal? Do you understand? And in my mind, I just started to withdraw. And he noticed it. And then the other roommates noticed it as well. And it was just a thing of, we were not talking as much as, if you want something and I have it, I'll give it. Do you understand? But like, I was just avoiding that conversation. Yeah. And one day he just texted me. He was like, we need to talk. And I was like, yeah. I was like, we need to talk. Okay. Well, it's getting real now because you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
And funny thing, it was in the beginning of the semester. Do you understand? So we literally had at least 3 more months in school together. So there was no way we were going
to have avoided
exactly. Or well, and just in fact, I'm happy that he took it upon himself to address it very early before, because the longer it spans,
yes,
the deeper it gets and the harder it is for the conversation to be had. At the point, it's just become the new normal. Yeah. And it's like, it's not affect the friendship in general. So even when you guys are outside, it's just this tension. Of unresolved conflict. You understand? So I just want to encourage anyone listening that if you're having these feelings of envy or just resentment or anything at all regarding a friend, have these hard conversations and have them early on so it doesn't become a thing where you guys are not in a place where we can't be friends anymore and there's no going back. You know, so many people give up on friendships so easily. Yeah. And
lots of people.
For some people, it's like, you're not serving me, you're toxic, da 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 da, and then they just burn the bridges so easily. But a lot of times, like, you should ask yourself the amount of times you, or how often you burn bridges, something should be questioned. Like, for you, like, am I the drama? Do you understand? You have to ask yourself that.
Wow.
You have to ask yourself that, like, is it actually me?
Because you?
How can you? I don't think you can be that unfortunate. Exactly.
Yeah,
we're losing so much people and having so much bad luck. So you have to check yourself and reflect that. You might think you're the perfect person, but actually reflect. And I think as people, we should just be more open to giving our friends some sort of constructive feedback regarding how they relate to us. Like,
yes.
It shouldn't be a thing of unspoken truths that, okay, this is how this person is, but that's just how they are. No, it's how they are, but they can be better.
They can be better.
So call them out, you know, and say it's softly. It doesn't have to be harsh. You know, there's a way you put it that just be like, oh my God, this is actually me. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So have those conversations. Talk to your friends. If you see something that is becoming a pattern. And you're not comfortable with it, let them know. And then if it's like it becomes too defensive or they're not open to this thing actually being a thing, then you can start to withdraw. And then maybe eventually, if the friendship doesn't serve you anymore, just, you know, let it be what it is. But don't just easily just say, okay, this is an inconvenience in this friendship. I don't have the headache for this. I don't have the emotional availability to deal with this. Then I just cut the person off. It's not a healthy trait at all.
Yeah. So another, my personal opinion, guys, please. So I feel like you've said it before. The whole root of this friendship jealousy thing over your friend and of your friend is as a result of low self-esteem. You don't believe in yourself enough. That is why you have to doubt how a person places the one for over your friend, how much they value you and compare your successes to theirs. So the fact that, oh, my friend is very popular, very, you know, socially respected, or very, let's say, for example, now we're in a university setting, maybe an official or something. The fact that my friend is that or your friend is that does not mean you must be that. You might be something that your friend is not. So what your friend is should not make you feel less of yourself. It's because people don't know themselves. People don't know themselves enough that they tend to look at other people to place their self-worth. So you measure your friend's life is not a tape rule for your own measurements, because this person did this, I want to do this. And then when you don't do it, you become sad and you feel bad. And then, oh, you hear things like, oh, hanging with her makes me feel. While I'm not disputing the fact that there are people that just intentionally make other people feel less, but sometimes we make ourselves feel less when the person doesn't even look at it that way. I've heard somebody actually say she's always out there making me feel like I'm the supporting character. Maybe you are just not an out there person. Maybe it's fine that you are not, you know, out there, you don't know everybody. It's fine. You might be very smart, or you might be very tech savvy or something. We should not, as I said, we should not look at other people for our self-validation or self-worth. That's the whole reason for this that I see low self-esteem. We're looking at other people to, you know, measure our self-improvement, and yeah, that's it.
Wow, let's take a moment and just soak that in. Okay, something else I wanted to mention in this episode was how, okay, let me give, not a personal instance, but I think it's a general thing. So growing up, most people have this friend where you met as early as you could talk, maybe family friends or neighbors, and you guys ended up staying in that place for decades, exactly, and stuff like that. And then it's like this person, you've known this person the longest, and most people just find themselves always fighting for those type of friendships, forgetting that people grow apart. And another thing is, if, for instance, I think I've mentioned this before, but if I met you, let's say, in 100 level, I've known you for, let's say, over 3 years now. And then you meet someone today and you guys click instantly and the connection is crazy. And obviously, because of that instant connection, there's so much excitement in this new friendship. You want to explore it some more. Do you understand?
Yes.
And then me, I'm like, she's hanging out with this person so more. The jealousy kicks in. But something that I've come to realize is she met you as Jennifer 2024.
Yeah.
I've known you, Jennifer 2021. You're not the same person anymore.
Jennifer grew.
Exactly. Jennifer has grown. Do you understand? Yeah. She has grown mentally, especially. So some things that would have connected over back in the day will not be valid anymore. Do you understand? So if you want to keep friendships that long, you have to constantly put in the effort. Like, the both of you have to put in the effort to grow together.
No, I have personal experience with this, actually.
Okay.
I didn't have, you know, childhood friends. I started making friends when I was, like, maybe primary three. I was very, you know. So, like, my friends from primary school, like, yeah, my friends to secondary school, same school. So, we were, you know, we're really tight. Like, you know, when you believe, oh, my gosh, nothing can break the friendship, like, you know, till forever. We're five in number, but we had other friends. So we're quite a lot, to be honest. But after secondary school, we all went to different schools. I came here, some stayed back. Five of us were not in the same. Okay, two people are in Uniben together, but like, they are still far apart in that same Uniben, different departments. And me, I'm in Babcock. The other one is in Canada. Another person is in Vanadium. So, and then I kind of, because I grew up in Benin. I went to secondary school in Benin. But like, staying in Babcock now, because we have a house in Lagos. So I tend to go to Lagos most times.
Yeah.
So, 100 level, I still try to talk on the group chat every time. You know, we're still talking, ah, guy, this school is this school is that. All of us were, you know, eager to say. The ones that were not in school then, because Uniben, I think you were on strike or something, you were at home. But like, over time, I could not relate to a lot of things they were talking about because I had bigger fish to fry. Nothing, I'm not trying to talk down on them, but like, we had nothing to talk about, like, legit. So I did not know that I did not talk on the group chat for over 2 months. It didn't seem that long. I was fighting for my life. God, physiology, biochemistry, and, you know, I was fighting for my life. So it was after the semester that I called one of my friends. I was like, guys, it's been so long ago. Sorry, I've not been checking up on anybody. And she goes, thank God, you know, we're about to even have that meeting. We said you should finish your exam.
Meeting.
And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, what?
I love it.
I didn't see that coming. Like, then I actually scrolled on the group chat and I was like, wow, Jennifer, you really did not, you know, participate in this. But I could not relate to a lot of things. They were talking about, you know, things going on social media. I did not
check. Have the time to.
I did not know this thing. So I did not have anything to chip in. And I did not want to feel, honestly, I did not notice. So she called me that evening and then she was talking about how, you know, I just grew apart from them. All sorts. And then I felt really triggered because, okay, I did not check up on you. Did you people check up on me? Oh, Jennifer has not said anything. Is she okay? They were like, you were always posting. I'm like, posting is a coping mechanism. I just come online so that it will not look like as if I'm dying. I just came to post. And then one said, you found other friends now. That one day I was giving a friendship appreciation post and then I posted all my friends. I did not post them. But like I posted all my friends here in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I still feel like what you said again, communication. If they had communicated earlier what they noticed, it would not have gotten to that level.
Yeah.
Two, if they had not felt a certain way, they should understand that, oh, Jennifer grew. I have more friends now. Mm-hmm. I have bigger things to do.
You're in a different environment.
Yes. I'm trying, this was even me trying to cope, trying to balance. So they were not understanding enough to know that, oh, okay, this is it. But we talked about it. I oh my God, I cried a lot. I cried. It was because, like I said, I don't like talking about, I don't like confrontations. And we said it as they were. We said really tough things. I told them that, oh, Jesus, even the things I was noticing personally, I told them, you guys, at this point, I did not care if friendship was going to die, but like, it was in my mind. So people don't really understand that people grow,
mm-hmm.
especially when you don't spend time together anymore.
Yeah.
We don't see, it's not us in secondary school that used to see each other every day. We used to go home together. You've probably not seen me for like 6 months. I don't know what's been on in your life. Back then, I used to know, oh, if the boy you liked said hi to you. But now, I don't even know if you are dating. I don't know if you are single. I don't know if you are talking to somebody. So to, you know, stop all this from happening, we have to make intentional movement. If it's every Friday, you guys want to set a time. Mm-hmm. Every Friday by 2 p.m., we call each other and, you know, give each other a rundown of how our week was. Do it. Gone are the days when friendship are just, you know, anyhow we see it, we take it. We have to make intentional, you know, measures to say, oh, we talk this time, talk, let's catch up. Because if you go 6 months without talking, you don't expect it to
be the same.
Be the same, and you don't know a lot about me.
A lot has happened in 6 months.
A lot has happened. I've fallen in love, I've fallen out of love, I've gotten my heart broken. So, yeah, we just have to be intentional that, and we have to know that we are adults and we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the most
crucial,
you know, crucial part of our life. A lot of self-discovery going on. So we just have to be patient with our friends. Yeah.
I think out of sight, out of mind friendships are the worst.
Yes.
Because what do you mean is only when we're in proximity that I come to... In fact, I'm not coming to mind. I'm literally in your face. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And then when you're gone, it's like you cannot go months without talking. And I don't know. Like you said, well, as we've both mentioned, you have to put in that effort. If you want this friendship to grow, do you understand? And not just be stagnant. Because if it's stagnant, if friendships that you make that are more recent will obviously surpass. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm no longer surprised when... Like, I think the first shock was maybe primary school. After primary school, because I went to a private... Most primary schools are private anyway. Yeah. I went to a very, you know, one of those top primary schools back in the day, ISF. So we're not many in our class. So we all had each other. Do you understand? We were very close. And then we went to secondary school. Obviously, people went to different secondary schools and everything. And at the time, obviously, phone was not a thing. We didn't have phones to like communicate. That type of out of sight, out of mind, it's permissive. Do you understand? Because there was literally no way to keep in touch. And I remember, I think when I got to, let's say, GS3, I was missing these people constantly. And then I had a phone. I tried stalking all these people on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook was the thing then. Yo!
I tried looking for these friends. I tried so hard on Facebook and on Instagram. Do you understand? Because a part of me just felt they were also trying to find me. Do you get? Because we didn't have, and it was not a thing of our parents were friends, stuff like that. So, mommy, can you call this person's mom? I want to do, how are they doing? It wasn't like that. So I was just, and then as the Lord will have it, one of them happened to be in Babcock University. But because I was in another university, blah, blah, blah. So we're not in the same level. But when we saw for the first time, it was literally that excitement because you understand.
Yeah.
But when is that you have every avenue to keep in touch and you don't, it's like, what are you doing?
Why are you doing this?
What are you actually doing? Because you'll go for a whole summer. Let me give like Babcock instance now. A whole summer and not once we didn't text, and then we come to school and it's like, you know, sometimes you overlook these things because it's like, oh, hi, like, okay, we are seeing again. But if you actually go and think about it, it's like, is this is this thing going to go anywhere after school?
Yeah.
Because like when we're out, there's nothing like...
You guys listen, I'm sure a friend just came to mind because one person did.
And like, I'm not talking about just regular acquaintances or just high heel friends. I'm talking about these people that you think in your mind are ride or die. And then you leave school and it's like, they're ghosts. And then you come back to school and like, okay, let's resume this friendship. What kind of play and pause friendship is going on?
She gets...
So I don't know what took me there, but
yeah,
it was. I just had to, you know, just want a little.
Yes,
it's actually a thing, and I understand the whole. I didn't reach out to you. You didn't reach out to me. But that thing gets tiring, if I'm being honest, because is that always going to be it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't reach out to you. You didn't reach out to me, or I didn't reach out to you, and you didn't reach out to me. Like, is it an excuse that we all give?
True.
But let's be real. If none of us reach out to each other, then. Is it really that valuable?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Do you understand? So,
people don't understand that friendships are equally as important. If it was your boyfriend or your girlfriend that did not reach out to you, you make a big deal. But
exactly.
Then we overlook friendships. Friendships are equally, in fact, if not sometimes more important.
Yeah, I agree, definitely, because friendship is a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you, for, okay. Let me ask you now, what is your love language?
Oh, personally, I am big on physical touch and gift giving. And then maybe sometimes acts of service.
Okay. And if you're a friend of Jennifer and those are not things you do constantly,
yes.
What are you doing?
Exactly. And
especially if she has communicated these things to you. Do you understand?
Yeah. We need to learn to love people in their love language.
Mm-hmm.
When I say this is my love language, it's not only that is how I express love. It is how I feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
So you should tend to do these things. If I have a friend that her love language is words of affirmation, I hate words of affirmation. But because I want to make that friend feel loved, I have to constantly tell her, this is how I feel about you. This is how much you mean to me. So, see, we have to be intentional. Just the way you're intentional about your career, your relationship, your spiritual growth, your everything. Why are we leaving friendships behind? Why?
Another thing about friendship jealousy or another manifestation of it is how friends cannot sit down and talk about the future.
Hmm.
You can't sit down and talk about how we're going to grow as people, how we want to develop our careers, because in your mind, you're feeling this person is more ahead than I am. This person has a packed resume already and we're still in school. I have nothing. So those kind of conversations wear you out or make you feel less of yourself. Like you said, it is deep-rooted in low self-esteem. But you have to realize that if I have more value to give in this part of life or of this friendship, you should be open to taking the value.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people finish universities without ever having talked to their friend of how can we be better after school?
After school.
What can we do to make money?
Money.
That is legal, though. How can we just develop ourselves and what is the plan?
Yeah.
You understand? People don't have those discussions. And a lot of times, it's not because it's not that deep or they just live life as it goes. It's actually rooted in
low self-esteem
and friendship jealousy because you don't want to have that wake-up call of, this is where I am in my life, this is where this person is. Or like, you're doing yourself a disservice because when you leave this avenue where you have constant opportunities to be in touch with this, like there's so much human resource around you, wherever you are. If you don't take advantage of it, you're doing yourself a disservice. So, do you have anything to pitch in with that? Or any, is that a thing for you? Let me even ask. Like, are you constantly talking to your friends about the future?
Yes, I love doing that. I can just reach out, like, you guys, what's actually next in our lives? Like, there was a day I even asked my friends that, after uni, we might not live in the same state. You want to live in Abuja, you want to go abroad. I asked them, how do we plan to keep this friendship? Is it that you guys don't want to keep this friendship?
Why are we not having that conversation?
Yes, a lot of us, personally, I'm not friends with all my friends from secondary school. I told them that I don't want this thing to repeat. I value my friends right now so much that I can't imagine not being friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
What is our plan to keep this friendship? And they're like, once you're at a bed, we'll go with the flow. I'm like, we're not going with any flow. We will be intentional.
There will be no flow. There will be no flow in 2 years, I guarantee you.
Now. So we have to have these conversations, guys. What's next? What's next after school? What? Know your... And then I think another reason why people don't tell people their plan, you know, the fear of jinxing it. If I tell them my plan, I'll jinx it. What do you mean you made a whole decision? You took the decision. You made a big move in your life, like a drastic move. And your friend finds out. Not, you didn't even tell your friend.
Hmm.
Your friend finds out. Your friend. I'm not talking about somebody you say, yo, how far is. Your friend finds out. No, guys, we can do better. I know the whole superstition of, you know.
Your village people.
Yeah, you don't know. For you to call somebody your friend, you know this person. You should be able to boast that your friend has your best interest at heart. If you can't tell your friend those plans that you have, important life plans that you have for your life, then you should actually evaluate your friendship.
Mm.
Why are you friends with somebody you can tell, guys, I'm thinking of, you know, moving abroad. Guys, thinking of doing this. I'm
making
thinking of
starting this business.
Why? You can't tell your friend that and you say they are your friend. They are not your friend.
Mm.
They are not. You are just keeping them
around to for feel what less you alone. Know.
Yes.
Oops.
Exactly. So, word, guys.
Because, and still on this, not being able to talk about the future, is friendship jealousy also manifests in the inability to support friends? Because I think I was talking to my roommates about this thing recently. I know Jennifer is an actress.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's into theater. I have better connects, like someone or talking producer type connect. And this person is just, while I'm just having this casual conversation, this person is chipping in. Oh my gosh, Bill, I've been trying to look for a young adult actress, preferably da-da-da-da-da. And this person is describing Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you come to mind, I'm like, Onako Jennifer, oh, that's a sugar and blow. Hey!
People actually...
Hey, is that you?
As crazy as that sounds, people actually think like that.
No, I'm not. This is not scenario. This happens. Like, this is real life, oh. This is real life. You have a friend that is an artist, whether they are struggling, whether they are upcoming, whether you see the potential. In fact, if you've seen that there's no potential and you're not talking
tell
to this
them.
Person.
I think there's also another way jealousy manifests.
Yeah.
You are happy your friend is making a fool of themselves, so you don't see anything.
Mm. Just to make tables them are feel, shaking now.
Just to make them feel, you know,
fake support. Yes.
Tell them that guy, you know, sir.
If that kind of support is very dangerous, don't be supporting
tell
like
them,
that. Too.
Why are you happy that they are fooling themselves? Tell them that guy, this thing you did, you know, jello.
Exactly.
No jello. Tell them.
Because if you're lying to them, they'll reach the audience that will tell them the truth and they'll be like, oh my gosh.
Why didn't my friends tell
exactly. Because now let's be clear. There is jealousy as per you're a hater. This person is actually talented, but you're always, this thing, no jello. That there is that type of envy. But there's actually This thing you put out is not it's brand. Not, if you're passionate about this thing, it doesn't even have to be music, it can be anything. If you're passionate about this thing, why don't you just, you know, calm down, strategize, learn. You just grow in the craft, and so you can have enough to come and put out.
Yeah.
But no, you're absorbing all the cringe. You're seeing them on TikTok doing things that
my table just shook.
You're seeing them on TikTok doing things that make you want to enter the ground, and you're commenting heart emojis. Go girl, guy, you killed this. This goes hard. Hey,
what's hard?
Is that support? Is that love? Come on now, Chelsea. You know, and those two things, like, is a manifestation of jealousy.
Yeah.
Because if you allow me to make a fool of myself, you know, you allow me, you know, go in the direction that there's no potential growth, and you're keeping quiet. You're dangerous.
Yes, very.
In fact, you're evil.
Very.
I'm praying against your time. Oh, now boundaries.
Mm.
Boundaries in friendship.
Wow.
You know, we have to highlight the importance of setting healthy. I'm on the same wavelength. Healthy boundaries in friendships are. Would avoid, like, sometimes there's this, what is that saying? Prevention is better than
care.
You know that this is how you are, this is how this person is. So in this type of kin, you guys will just not gel. I need to just set this type of boundaries that, okay, let's say this person is very spoken, or like in their mind, they're always speaking their truth, but mm-hmm. they're just blank, insensitive.
Yeah, you understand? Oh gosh.
And they go on, anything that comes to their mind, they just say it. And like, these things hurt you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just take it as far, it's not that deep.
It's that deep.
It's that deep. And then you, every time it happens, you're triggered, you're hurt, you're this, and you start to go into your own shell.
Mm-hmm.
And to them, it's nothing. That shouldn't be. You have to clear them that this thing that you do is normal to you. Maybe you work to your friends, they think you're funny.
Mm-hmm.
But these things that you say, it's actually very hurtful.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see you as someone I value in my life, and I want to hang out as much as I can. And you're going to be doing these subtle types of hurtful things to me. I don't want that. And we have to be very open to this type of communication. Like, again, open communication. Mm-hmm. Let them know that this thing you do, I'm more comfortable with it. It's a major ick for me.
Yeah.
For some people, you take icks in friendship, but you won't take it in your relationship.
Yeah.
Or you take icks in relationship, you're not taking your friendship. Just be open everywhere.
Yes.
Like, you don't have to underplay your principles or your values. If something makes you uncomfortable, like, let it be known. Do you understand? Don't feel like, oh, I'm being extra, I'm being dramatic. You just, what, like, do you understand?
I actually spoke to my friend about something like this yesterday. She was complaining about her roommates. So she's in a room with people that she doesn't even, like, know at all. And then they are doing a lot of things that she's the only financial student in the room. Mm. So a lot of noise making. And I told her that if you don't talk now, they would think you don't have a problem with it. So let it be known that you are this type of person. So even when they are doing them, they don't throw it on your face. So we have to, again, communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people that. There was this thing I used to do. I used to joke a lot about people's weight, people's, you know, height and stuff like that. Until my friend Jennifer, in 100 level, she changed it for me. She just told me, don't do
that. You don't do that.
Since then, I was consciously did not do that around her, especially. So, most times people do these things, they don't even know that this is what they are doing. Educate your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them, don't do this, don't do that. This is wrong. We are friends. I don't like this. This is how it makes me feel. Even though you didn't mean to, you know, have that effect, but this is the effect it had on me. So if they don't change, not it.
Something else came to mind. So there was a time that I posted a friend on my story, and someone replied to my story. A friend of that friend, though, they've known each other longer than I've known this person I posted. And this babe replied with something so derogatory about the friend and, like, made it a joke. And I had to clear her. I said, you can't be saying this type of things about this.
Around.
Don't say it to me. In fact, I mean, I'll not take it. You understand? Don't disrespect my friends. And a lot of my friends are very close to me. They know that this is how I am. If I knew that we're all mutual friends, and you're talking shit about this person, I won't take it. Like, I'll be very uncomfortable. Because, why? You're probably talking about me this way.
Oh my God, Jesus, that table. Yes.
You're most likely talking about me to maybe that same person itself. So it's like, what is actually going on? And it's a red flag, though.
Yeah.
And that is jealousy. Because
big red flag.
If you're down talking this person, like, oh, you saw this, her monologue too. Mm-hmm. I didn't even want to say what I wanted to say in the comments, but I don't know what you're talking about too. Because if you have something to say, please, the comment section is still open.
Yeah, or text the friend.
Exactly. Like, if you have something, if it was that big a deal, or it made you ick or cringe, tell them.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, if you're like, we're very close, because I don't want to overstep sometimes. If we're close and maybe you process something, you want to build your content creator resume or portfolio, and you do some certain things, I'll give you, like, I'm not an expert, but I know what looks good. Do you understand? Yeah. I'll give you pointers. Okay, when you did this, it wasn't smooth. This part, it was very cringe. I will let you know that, okay, do this, do that, so you can grow. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I won't go to another mutual friend's team and be like, Omo, did you see what this person posted?
Guys, we actually need to do a lot of, off topic, but we need to do a lot of self-evaluation. Look at yourself. This is 2024 now. A lot of you are still shouting New Year, New Me, but it's actually not New You. Sit down.
Worse you.
Sit down. Look at yourself. I'm seeing me that I'm talking. I'm not perfect. I've been doing a lot of self-evaluation. It's important because the things we do unintentionally, you see something that a mutual friend did and you now stay, all of you. You're not even talking about how to help the person.
Mm-hmm.
You are just laughing about it, making jokes about it. And to you, it doesn't come off as that, but it's actually bad. And mind you, if you talk about this person today, tomorrow you go to that same person and talk about that other person.
Mm-hmm. The so cycle would never
look
end.
At yourself. Look at yourself.
I remember something just came to mind again. You know how people are so, some people just like anonymous. So let me ask you something. If you're listening, if think of all your friends, maybe your close friends, one at a time. If there's something that, or if one of them should host an anonymous on their page, and you have something to say, maybe something hateful or something that you just be more comfortable saying anonymously, say to that person, like challenge yourself. And if it's something very hateful, check yourself.
And I just want to tell you, all of you that, you know, if I do anonymous, say stuff on anonymous, people need therapy.
Oops.
You know, it's actually real. Because why would you be so happy to talk down on people, talk down on their successes, talk down on their characters behind keyboard where we can't even pinpoint who you are? Like,
what a bully.
You don't even believe in yourself.
What a coward.
That I won't take your word at face contact. If you say it to my face, you know that there's nothing for you. So actually, self-evaluation. We have to be better people for our friends and people around us. We can't keep on. The problem with society as it is, people have a lot of hate to give, a lot of negativity to give. If we can solve our personal problems, we'll go a long way.
Yeah, let's love yourself so you can love other people, honestly. We'll go a long way. So I think we've come to the end of this episode.
Oh my God, I had so much fun.
So if you have any takeaways, any contributions, like I've been mentioning in recent episodes this year, we have this Google Form thing where we call it Unfiltered Takes. It's always going to be linked on our Instagram bio. All right. So if I announce an episode, you like the title and you have something to chip in, you can put it there. If you have questions to ask, if you have a personal story you want to share, you can do it anonymously. You can pick a name. Like I have a couple here actually. So I started it already.
Right.
So for this topic, let's get into the unfiltered take section of the podcast.
Okay.
So NSN says, in my opinion, some friendships tend to either grow stronger over the years or get loose. And this could hardly be the fault of any of the two parties involved. It's just a consequence of meeting new people in better places in your life. We've already spoken about this. Yeah. So let's not get into that again. Nicole says, jealousy is a natural feeling, but the actions you do with it determine whether you're a good person or not. As for me, I don't hold friendships in high regard because I've learned never to trust anyone or else you will get disappointed. What I would just advise is to pray for the right people in your life at the right time. Yeah. Also, learn how to let go. Thank you for that, Nicole.
Thank you.
Again, you don't have to use your real names. You can get creative. Like the last episode that I released, just we got anyways. And then the last one we have here, Bats. I know your name is not Bats, but Bats is asking, what moral decadence and moral laws should still be valid? Okay, it's a question. Okay. I actually did take a note because I already saw the question. I'm not going to pretend that I'm just seeing this. I've gone to gather the question. So, okay, I noted something. So, moral decadence concerns. There's envy and resentment. There is lack of empathy. There is communication breakdown. There's betrayal of trust. So those are moral decadence. For example, communication breakdown. So moral decay occurs when there is lack of open communication, hindering the resolution of conflicts and fostering an unhealthy environment.
All right.
Betrayal of trust. If jealousy leads to actions that betray the trust of a friend, it signifies a decline in moral values within the friendship. I agree with that a lot. And then lack of empathy. A decline in moral values is evident when individuals fail to empathize with their friends, leading to harmful behaviors driven by jealousy. And then moral decadence arises when envy and resentment erode the foundation of trust and mutual support within friendships. I know I said this very fast, but go back and listen to it. Like, a lot of things you can take from that.
Yeah.
And lastly, for the moral laws to uphold, honesty and transparency, yes. Empathy and compassion. Mm-hmm. You have to be kind. You have to feel what they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put yourself in their shoes sometimes to like see things from their perspective. Respect for boundaries.
Yes, please.
Conflict resolution. Promoting personal growth among each other as well. Mm-hmm. Mutual respect. It's not a one-sided thing. You can't command respect in a friendship. It has to be understood and it has to be unspoken. Okay.
So just to put this out there, the thing on respect, I know that there are different dynamics to friendships, but I just want to say that, you know, there are some type of friendships where it's one person up here and the other person down here. When it's not like you guys are mentor and mentee, you guys are actually friends. If you are the person, you know, up here and you notice your friend is like kind of down there in the relationship, try to, you know, level it. Just try to, your friend cannot be respecting you and you're talking down on that friend. You're like, as if the person is your sidekick. No, no. Try to make people feel, because these things have long effects on, you know, people's mental space and everything. So try to, you know, make them feel like your friend, not your subordinate.
You know, a funny thing is, something I've noticed, it might not be a common or popular opinion, but the people that respect us, we just tend to take advantage of them and like downplay them all the time. It's like, you respect me, okay. Let me go to this person that does not respect me. Just like trouble, like why?
Yeah.
But anyways, let's not get into that. So also, still on, what's it called? Moral laws to uphold. We have commitment to friendship. You know, upholding the commitment to genuine friendship involves loyalty, trust, and shared values. And then lastly, this one is the biggest one, in my opinion, self-reflection and accountability.
Yeah.
Moral laws should encourage self-reflection and accountability, helping individuals to address their insecurities and address jealousy at the early stages.
Yes.
So, but I hope we did justice to that question. And if you're still listening, thank you so much for the time. If you're watching this on YouTube, if I ever release this on YouTube. But yeah, it was a very nice conversation. We did agree on some things. Some things like, moving on. Other things I'm sure for you to like, But like, it was a very fun dynamic.
Yeah.
And I didn't think, to be very honest, I didn't think we were going to pull this off. I didn't think the dynamic was going to be strong enough if we didn't have a third opinion. Exactly. But again, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, rate the show, subscribe, share with your friends.
Yeah.
If you have someone that you want to throw such a shade, just, you know, subtly just throw the link in the idea. I'm like, how far? You need to check this out, though. You can add, I think they mentioned you.
Guy, listen.
Or you can try the guessing games. If, you know, Jennifer threw some shit, I'm like,
Which of our friends?
You understand? So, yeah, it was a very fun episode to record. Again, the Google form is up for suggestions, for dilemmas, for stories. So just, yeah, go ahead and pull your heart out. I want to connect to you more. Our Instagram is at FUTP. I'll share Jennifer's handles if she's entering your eye or her voice is soothing. So yeah, once again, thank you, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys.